This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, October 15th. While cattle markets surged higher again, putting in a new high for the move. In fact, live cattle finally, the front months, finally getting back to those double top July highs that have really eluded the front month markets, whereas the back months have performed well. The front months have really struggled to get there. So now we're finally getting there on the October and the December, whereas the back months, the Febs, the Aprils, are actually starting to stretch above that old double top high. So it's impressive performance considering the length of time that we spent just slowly moving our way higher, expecting that we would get some sort of a pullback, and we have yet to do that. And then the market extends upward like it did. Feeder cattle too. Last week we saw the markets get back to those double top highs in July and then just barely get above them. And then it kind of backed off and moved sideways for a few sessions. Yesterday, the markets once again had another surge higher and put us into a new high for this move. So impressive performance from the futures market perspective. And of course, that comes off of last week where you had strength in the futures, and that was following the cash markets higher as well. Now, when we look at cash, the average for the week still hovers around the 106 area on the Fed trade, although late in the week we did see a fair amount of trade at 109 to 110. So the dress trade at 167 average compares to last week's late week trade around 170. So there's definitely a firm tone to the cash markets that showed up later in the week and appears to be spilling over into this week as well, especially with the futures markets able to extend some of that rally power. Dress weights were 823 pounds. That's up 2 on the week, still down 8 from a year ago. Steer prices at 147 in the Southern Plains on the average, which is about steady with the previous week, and still down about 10 from a year ago. Prime rib prices at $382. That's up 10 on the week and up 8 from a year ago. 90% trimmings at 219 is down 1 for the week and up 29 from a year ago. So year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter running 1.0% ahead of a year ago. Cow slaughter up 2.8%. Dress weights are down 0.9%. And so beef production is running 0.1% ahead of a year ago. Those numbers have been pretty steady for weeks and weeks, if not months, that were just barely ahead of a year ago on beef production, simply because dress weights have been consistently below a year ago, even though cow slaughter and beef and federally inspected steer and heifer slaughter have been running ahead of a year ago all year long. Box beef values yesterday were higher, the choice up 156 at 217, select up 65 cents at 189. The spread between the two is at 27.89. Movement was 82 loads. So there's definitely some firmness in the cash trade. There appears to be just a tight marketings up in the northern, well, central plains and western Midwest. Obviously, a lot of that could be just based on weather. You had a lot of cold, a lot of rain, snow in some of the northern areas. So that's going to obviously slow down marketing. It's going to slow down weight gain to some degree, and I think that's a big reason why the packers suddenly found themselves a little short bought in the north. Southern Plains looks to have show lists higher than a week ago, plenty of cattle around there, and of course that's where it's bringing the lower money as well. So that appears to be continuing. We're going to continue to see cold weather across the central plains into western Midwest. Producers are busy with harvest, trying to get harvested anyway, so the feeder cattle demand is kind of backed off a bit in the Midwest, which is when you tend to see things really perk up about this time of year. As producers get into the tail end of harvest or wrap up corn harvest, they look to buy calves to feed. So that is not happening yet. I would imagine demand will really step up because you're going to see a lot of low quality corn. They're going to have to walk it off the farm. So you're probably going to see demand step up for calves once they get the harvest done. And that's been a slow slog, and it's going to continue to be a slow slog as we look for more rains to come across today across much of the Midwest and Central Plains. And likely, looking at next week, they're looking at more rain. So it's going to be tough to dry these fields down with it being cool and shorter days. So it just makes harvest all that more difficult. So I think feeder cattle looking at some interesting dynamics. In front of us, it would appear that you're bunching up a lot of calves that need to go into the feedlot simply because you've had at least 2 months in a row of light placements, and it looks like September likely could have seen a similar situation. You got the Northern Plains calves coming in. It's been a tough stretch there too, weather-wise. A lot of snow. That's going to slow down some of the movement out of the Northern Plains as well. But again, that's just a matter of time before those get placed. So we look for the markets to expect that you'll see kind of a bunching up of placements of feeder cattle into the feedlots, and then probably get into a stretch once the corn harvest gets behind us, where demand will start to step up again, especially coming out of the Midwest area, which is where you tend to see the better prices anyway. So it's just a matter of timing, basically. But as we witnessed yesterday, it doesn't look like the market's really ready to have much of a correction. Maybe it'll just blow right through these placements from the Northern Plains and Central Plains and just anticipate that you're going to see good demand once this corn harvest gets in. So we'll see how that shakes out. But if for live cattle, I think that if we're not going to see a correction, you know, then it's going to be tough to get on board. But I do look for the markets to rally into the Christmas time window, that we're going to see a stretch of time, a fairly long stretch of time of light marketing simply because you had light placements. And this takes us deep into the fall and into the early winter. But once we get past that, depending on what your placement pattern is for October, the expectation is that once you get to February, March, April, you're probably going to see a lot more cattle come to the market. We'll see how this plays out. We'll have to wait till we get the cattle on feed report out to see what the placements were for September. You know, the markets were strong through September. We didn't see a lot of pressure. So the expectation is you probably saw another month of light placements. That's going to be 3 months in a row if that happens. So we'll see. We'll wait for those numbers to get out before we make those assessments. But from a fundamental perspective, it does look like the markets, at least live cattle, should stay strong into the holidays and or early December, and that the feeder cattle seem to be holding together fairly well also, despite my expectation that you're going to see a lot of cattle coming into the feedlots. That just has not pressured the market at all yet. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.